Sve je ovo mog Hasana, da vam jasnim. Šivim mi sa Valdom. Is a big Hasana. Hol gdoj na ojlom, everyone was there in that Hasana. Valdom. Everyone came to that chasana. It's mamish. All of Gdol HaOlam, everyone was in that chasana. The whole week and all the Olam Yeshivas in America was, I think it was like 8 Gdolim or 9 Gdolim were in the chasana. The whole red was Alamon, like, who will be the Adam God that will not get a bracha, because there was not enough brachas for Alec Gdolim. But this was like the chasana that everyone spoke about. Everyone spoke about this chasana. Everyone was waiting for this chasana. The chasana happened, you know, with all the Gdolim, the Balan, the Moshe was there. Gutner, Rudelman, Yankiv, Kamenetsky, everyone was there. And one of the brachas got American Rav from the shul. And like, everyone was wondering, like, you know, everyone else was mamish choshev and choshev and gdele Yisrael. And what was this American Rav? This American Rav got. People thought, Mislam, this American Rav gives a lot of money to that yeshiva, you know. Like, what are the shaykhs that this choshev person we'll get with all these Gdolim together. Hab nicht kein Zuhra, hab nicht kein Tab. Everyone went back home. The Meister. It's Rebetzin, the home Yafin's Rebetzin. He's been the head of the Mayetis Akbila Atayr in America. She asked him when he came home, you know, everyone else I understand got a bracha. This person, you know, I never heard about him, you know. I know that he never gave no money to the yeshiva Golish. So, like, why he got a bracha? Like, I'm just going to sue it. I'm just going to tell. Why did they give him a bracha? So he said, I'll tell you. Remember, 20 years ago, we got an invitation to a chasana. It was down in Manhattan. It was an invitation to the chasana. We didn't even have a tzad to go. Shabbat. Down in Manhattan somewhere. But the Rebbe of the shul called us up and he said that, you know, it's so important for him that Avraham Yaakov will come to the chasana. He's begging that he will come to the chasana. It's so important for him to come to the chasana. Every night before the chasana, he called him up. You know, it's so important. Kenish, you know, I'm older man. It's important. You come to the chasana. The machshir began to zach. I really want to come to the chasana. So he told his parents, I'm saying, you know, this person, this mom is so important for him that we'll go to the chasana. It's so wichtig in the chasana. I think we'll have to go to this chasana. The morning, they got up, they got ready, you know, we'll go to the chasana. You were sure, you know, a car service, someone will come to take him to the chasana. Comes the afternoon. No car service. They get dressed. They take the subway. Now, you come to the place, you can't even, you know, it's not like it gets stops near the hall. You have to switch to a bus and then to walk. It took them maybe 2 hours to get to the hall. He was off the 60s already, late 60s. It's Rebetzin. They get to the hall, you know, people. sitting in the chuppah, the shurim, stammer. So important for him to know what come. Shakeach, man, she came. Kids, the chuppah takes place. He doesn't get, nish the kriyas haksuve, nish the siddur kiddushin, not the first bracha, not the second bracha, not the third bracha. He tells his rebbe, no, long again, long again, it's no point to stay here. After the chuppah, the rav comes over to him, mamash very important, he came to the chasma. So these chosh, maybe, you know, you'll go to the meal. No, no, you're not staying to the meal, you're not staying to the meal. You're not staying. We came to Mechava the prison, we'll stay. They go to the meal, you know, they look for their table. A couple more couples, yeah. It was not even a mice, you know, not number one, yeah, it was a 59 table. Wait, oh gosh. It was not even a mice thing, yeah. They sat a little bit for a couple of minutes. And Yomish. They went back home. No one offered them a ride back. Yomish, you know. The Rav then came again to thank them. Yomish. They went back home. They came home, it was after 12 o'clock by night. Had a very bad experience. So what we have told the Rav, so you remember that Rav that invited us? This is the Rav that I gave him the key. For what? By us, the chinuch is we mishalem toivo tachasro. We mishalem toivo tachasro. And it's more important for me. So I remember this address. I sent him an invitation. And I invited him, and I gave him a bracha. You have to go out your way to be not normal to Mishalem Toivo Tachasro. So he told his Rebbetzin, you think that I'm Mishalem Toivo Tachasro, and I want to knage the person. No, believe me, that Rav doesn't fulfill no knage. So very good, he got a bracha with the Moshe and one bracha, the Yankov Udom and the other bracha, and Rabban Kot and the other bracha. He felt very good. He thinks that he really deserves to be there. The reason you have to be Mishalem Toivo Tachasro, the reason you have to Mishalem Toivo Tachasro is for one reason. For one reason you have to Mishalem Toivo Tachasro. The reason you have to Mishalem Toivo Tachasro is because when you Mishalem Toivo Tachasro, you teach yourself when you mishalem toivo tachasro, you teach yourself one little pashtazach. That person didn't do the bad thing for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to me. The way a person could feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to him and it's not that other person, is one pashta way you feel it. If you mishalem toivo tachasro, you don't feel that that person is the one that did the bad thing for you. This is the way you don't feel that a person did it to you. You feel like a disposable deity. How do you show yourself that you feel that a disposable deity, you are not a person? The way you clean out that feeling that it's not that person that did it to you, how do you clean out that feeling? But shalom toivo tachasro. ובשלם טויב אותה חסרו, you clean it out. It's not that person. It's not the ribbono shel olam. So why are you upset with that person? Why are you upset with that person? It's not the ribbono shel olam. Everyone says it, yes, not the ribbono shel olam, but the way that I worked on it, I decided there that when I will make a simcha, I'm going to invite him and mechaber him in the ganze welt, that he will never know that I'm upset. And I took this decision completely. So I knew that I know that it's the ribbono shel olam. I wanted to start this vat today with this vat. One in a second to explain. They say the Chaim is al volus. Why, when a person lives that, he can become the biggest Talmid Chacham. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to test me. This guy that said the Chabura here is one of my best friends. Years ago, we lived together in Panovich. And he called me yesterday and he asked me if he could say a Chabura. I said, yeah, you finish it up. No problem, finish in time. Yeah, I came in and I got a little bit angry. Yeah, managed to control myself, a little bit angry. And I said, maybe I can't say the vow. Not him. Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to share me today. Look at the Rebbeinu, I'm in battle strong. Why are you looking at him? Why are you upset at him? So I said, I'm saying a shmooze and I'm not holding what I'm saying. I didn't know if I could say the shmooze. I never, I'm not saying, never I say a shmooze, I'm really holding there. But when I say it, I'm there. A minute before that, a minute after, but when I say it, I really, I never say if I don't believe, at least in what I'm saying, that I'm holding it. 5 minutes later, I forget about it. 5 minutes before, maybe I was not holding it. Or maybe I thought I'm sitting here and I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry. When he's gonna sit up, I'm gonna say, you know, I will call him after and I'll put him in his place. So that for sure really I decided not to before I started to speak. It took me 2 minutes. I think maybe it's good that my mic was not working. I had 2 minutes to wait. At least I said, the Yisrael is Alamot, at least when you say it, hold it. But the answer, this Ashkofe, it's a hard Ashkofe. But it's the real test. Toivo takasro. I don't know. Little kids, when they fall on the floor, they hit the floor. But then if you're a bit older, you stop to hit the floor. Most people don't hit the floor anymore. Okay? Like some little kids every time hit the floor. Like baby, if it very hurts, they hit the floor. Okay? But then I think when someone is 10, Bar Mitzvah, for sure when he's 18, hopefully he doesn't hit the floor when he gets angry. If not, if he hits the floor, I have to send him to a doctor. Yeah? Being upset at a person, it means you don't believe it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is how I think to myself. If I will not speak to him before, maybe it's my Pshia. Maybe I have to tell him. I spoke to him. I did everything what I had to do. Because he shabbos. Now, the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to do it. You can't be upset. What the Salvador says, that when a person wants to sit and learn, wants to become a Talmid Chacham, wants to grow. Person wants to grow. He wants to become a Talmid Chacham. There's a lot of different kinds of mafreim. Beginning of Shara Bitochen. When a person feels that his friend could do something to him, and he doesn't have that right ashkofe, does the Ribbono Shel Olam? When he doesn't have that ashkofe,
is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's very sure. He's very sure. He gets angry. He gets upset. He feels he's missing out. He's missing out. If he doesn't go with his friends, they will not be friendly with him. If he doesn't hang around with these guys, he will not have a chevrah. And the meila, he learns less. If a person wants to have the koyach to sit and learn, yomim v'layla, to become a Talmud Chacham, to be lechtzach and learning, he has to be mashrish inside himself. Alts is the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tohu Meitiv. He created the world because he wants to do good for the people. There's not one person that he doesn't want the good for him. And the more you do Ratzon Hashem, there's more reason that will be good to you. The more reason that things will happen good for you. The more you learn, the more it will happen. There's no chance that you will lose because you learned. There's no chance. The way to be mashrish it is two ways. The first way is the one speaking of Rav Yaakov's way. The Lishalem Toivo Tachas Ro. When a person goes in his Mishalem Toivo Tachas Ro, remember this club. When he's Meshalem Toivo Tachasro, he's teaching himself that it's not the other person. He's bad, he's wrong, but he can't do nothing to you. He can't do nothing to you. One thing, there's a big cloud. Like if I had to be, you know, avoid the mic. People could hear all of the shmuzim in the belt. You could sit for an hour, the good speaker, and mamish could get you in the atmosphere, Tachalstoch the Ribbono Shel Olam, and even if a person will come with a knife, you will believe us, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you mamish get into it. It takes a minute till you forget all about it. A minute! You go out, someone starts with you, boom, you get angry right away. The way to win and take a Musa Shmuz that will go into your bones, take a Musa Shmuz that you will start to live it, you have to do Avodah L'Maaseh. I want to tell you a secret. Try a lot of different things. Avodah L'Maaseh and Bitachon is one of the hardest things in the world. Because it every time looks the opposite. If you work, you have money. If you don't work, you don't have money. There's nothing more to do about it. Yeah? If you ask the guy to come for Shabbos noon, you go there. If you don't ask, you stay in Shiva. Yeah? And the way it's like that, because if it will not be like that, it will not be a Chochmah to have Bitachon. If you say Chochmah Bitachon and things will start to fall from the sky, all of us will be Bala Bitachon. Hashem made Bitachon so hard that it looks so clearly that it's totally on what you're doing. This is the story of Bitachon. The guy wants to deal the clothes in Mamish, he makes one more phone call, Bitachon, you know what, I'll make one more phone call. He makes the other phone call, it works. And if he doesn't make it, he doesn't have the deal. The answer is maybe, if not, Hashem will send a different deal on a different week. Hashem will not make it to look. Someone else that he did a Shabbos, and anyway didn't have to work out, Hashem will put a deal. And B, he will think that it's because of the Shabbos. So all of the shmuzim and Bitachon that Bachman get, and we want to get, never work out. The Nisoyen is so hard. The challenge with the Maise Kimat never works. The way to make it to be Matzliach, I will call it the easy way. Again, Shein Machshoves, if you don't do it with Maise, then they don't work. The only way that you take the Machshoves, if you make it with a Maaseh, Machshava in the ear is gomish. Guys, I'll be the best guy. I will learn. Then it's hard for him. When you take the machshava and you do it lemaisa, it works. The way to make the machshava lemaisa is to mishalem tolvo tatasro. And everyone doesn't mean you have to invite them to your chasma. Not all of you doing chasmas yet. Is the rumor that spoiled something for you? Be good for him. Again, I'm not saying that you have to make him to feel that he can take a ride on you. You can be good for him without you knowing. You are looking for another guy to go somewhere. I know my roommate is looking for someone. They call him, he's very happy. He plans it. You challenge this guy now will be the most lonely guy in the world. Why? Because he did something. He didn't do it, this war. That you will hope that someone will come with a hammer to break the floor. It's very hard to do it.
On the other side,
it's not hard, it doesn't damage you. Doesn't damage you at all. Again, do it in a way and in a time that you don't feel that it's a ride on you. That you don't feel. But you're doing a pe'ula. Rabbi said, I want to tell you, this is the site. It's worth. If you manage to do it for a little while, it's worth like 100 shmuzim. If you will do for a couple of weeks, l'shalem toivotah haslo v'alichveis v'znotaribay v'shalayim. I know it's not him. You will start to believe. Everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because all of us believe, we're not speaking at people here that we have to explain that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone says, I know it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. But, the big but, when you get used to the Shalom Tayyubo Tachasro, understand, Rabbi Yaakov worked on himself for 20 years. He will pay good for this guy. If any day that he was planning to do it, I believe it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, we are hoping the whole time that the people that do bad for us, that the floor will open it and swallow them and they will die. You know, we have all of our wishes for the people that we hate. And we can't stop the wishes. One day said, you can't stop it. Machshavas, Be'ez Hashem, one day you'll be chosh of the guys, your machshavas will win. But the pe'ula, anyone could do. Everyone could get up and start to do this pe'ula. And Baruch Hashem, everyone has who the Shalom Toivot HaChaslo, never. Yeah. Everybody in this room has his, it could be your brother, it could be your sister, it could be your parent, it could be everyone, yeah? Doesn't make a difference too. Again, not to do it in a way of a ride, but to do it in a way of the Shalom Toivot HaChaslo. And when a person does it, the Shalom Toivot HaChaslo, I'm telling you, in a couple of weeks, this emunah, and again, with the emunah, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's a piece of floor. It doesn't make a difference. I'm the Shalom Toivo Tachaslo. You didn't do nothing to me. And it gives such a relief of living. And it gives you such a chizuk to sit and learn. Because you don't feel that you could lose. And this is Poshet. I've said a couple times to Bachman. If you're doing what Hashem wants, the chances that He will help you are the biggest. So, the guy thinks, the best way is, I'll be connected. I'll make a Ruz Shabdo Shiva, I'll make a Ruz Eir, Ruz Eir. Eventually, it will help you in my life, yeah? Not that nobody has to have Ruz Shabdo with everyone, yeah? But he's trying, you know, he wants that connection to this Adam Gadol to go to this house, to that house. He's trying. He wants to be tied up. If he sits in there, Hashem will take care of him. And he will not spend time trying to connections here, connections here, connections here. Why he's doing all of these ishtalas? Because he's felt that their moon is going on. Now, if I would tell a guy to stop to do it, it will never happen. No one could stop. No one could stop. It's very hard to stop. But the shalom teivot achasro, you do. And when you do that, it changes the mahus of the person. Try it for a week, for 2 weeks. as you become in a different level of emunah and bo'ir ha'olam. And when a person has this emunah, so like Chaim HaSalvovitz, he learns. The guy in Moshe, the oilam goes to Miron. That's what Hashem, our oilam didn't go, but some oilam go to Meshivas to go to Miron, yeah? The guy feels, I really don't believe what I'm saying. Some guys got the Dabla of Shem HaChag, he says, I don't have to go, but the oilam are going, I'll not go. But if he sits and learns, he feels like he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't have a problem. This is the secret. Toivot HaChasro, and the Ezra Hashem will have Siyat HaMishmah.